Elliot, I wanted to follow up on something you mentioned earlier about this broad perception that the U.S. doesn't care about Sunnis in the Middle East, and some of that rooted in Syrian policy. When you talk with administration officials, they're almost exclusively focused on the eventual Iranian negotiations as what their goal is in this. And they don't want to offend the Iranians in Syria with their proxies. I wanted to raise the question how much of this is a recognition that the Shia power in the region is the one we're trying to play with, and whether that is how you view that. Let me just ask one more of Shadi, because it's on a different topic, but I just wanted to raise it about, you mentioned the power of the appeal of past historical greatness as sort of a non-religious, common appeal that is made. But maybe you could just comment as well just on the role of popular eschatology, kind of theories of the end times, among these groups, because I've read some about that, but I don't really understand it, and that's kind of the opposite side of that debate. So,
I'm sorry. Go back to the.
It's really the role of the Iranian negotiations administration as kind of determining everything else.
Trying to decide whether to attack the Obama administration the vicious way that Shadi did recently. I think it's a mistaken policy. I think you are accurately describing the policy, and I think it has been this way since 2009, since very early on the president had the idea of the outreach to Russia, the reset, and to Syria and to Iran, 0-3. And in the case of Iran, there are byproducts in the region. We are terrifying our Sunni allies. It's a losing game in the long run because there are just, there's a lot more Sunnis than Shia. And it's a particularly venomous regime. It's an extremely repressive and aggressive regime, which we still call the world's greatest state sponsor of terrorism. But I think it is correct that the administration's calculation is that this is a major this would be a major foreign policy achievement. Not the Iran deal, the Iran nuclear weapons deal per se, but rather the broader rapprochement with Iran would change the whole Middle East. And it would change the whole Middle East. It's just the question is whether it would change it in a positive or negative fashion. I think it would be a negative fashion because we would be accommodating ourselves to the rise of Iranian power. And Iranian power in the region is not neutral for every other country in the region, many of which are allied to the United States: Jordan, Egypt, Israel, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, Bahrain, Kuwait. They're all scared by this. So I think it is what the president is doing, and I think it is a very damaging policy for our own position in the region.
So on Sunni prophecy, it's a really important point because ISIS does draw on this considerably. But it's worth noting these are mainstream Sunni prophecies in the sense that there is a lot about there are certain sayings of Prophet Muhammad that talk about the signs of the Day of Judgment. Now, when most Muslims hear these things, they don't take it very seriously because that could happen, 5,000 years from now. There's no way to really tell. They just see it as a kind of objective description of the period right before the end of days. Now, where ISIS is different is there's almost a prescriptive element that they can play a role in helping to bring about the end of days, that they are kinds of, they're actors in this apocalyptic fantasy, if you will. So it takes on a different dimension with ISIS. There's a couple examples of prophetic sayings that the final battles with the infidels will be fought in Sham, modern-day Syria. And there's actually a prophecy regarding a part of Syria, which is a small town in Syria called Dabiq, which is also incidentally the name of ISIS's English language magazine, where that's a specific site of one of the final battles. So that's actually one reason that they really focused on capturing Dabiq, because it's not strategically vital. So people were asking, why are they so obsessed with getting this city? Well, one reason is because it plays into their kind of eschatological messianic dimension.
Mm.